USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Tonight I stand before you, tested by adversity, made sensitive by hardship, a fighter by principle, and the most optimistic man in America.
Elizabeth Dole announcing the death of her husband, former Senate Majority Leader and presidential candidate Bob Dole, on Sunday. She announced his death, saying he served the United States of America faithfully for 79 years. Dole ran for president 3 times, facing incumbent Bill Clinton in 1996 at the age of 73. Senator Dole announcing earlier this year that he was being treated for stage 4 lung cancer. Health officials in Missouri and in Georgia confirming their state's first cases of the new Omicron variant of the coronavirus. The variant has now been detected in nearly 20 states. USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The matchups are set for the college football playoff. Cincinnati and Alabama will meet. Michigan, Georgia will face off New Year's Eve. College football bowl matchups expected to be revealed later today. Gas prices nationwide falling about 2 cents over the past 2 weeks to an average of $3.46 per gallon. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey says the drop in price is partly because of a crash in crude oil costs. This is the first time gas prices have come down in 14 weeks. Drivers in the San Francisco Bay Area paying about $4.80 per gallon, which is the highest in the country, the lowest average in Houston at $2.91. CNN has officially terminated anchor Chris Cuomo after suspending him indefinitely earlier in the week. The firing comes over his involvement in trying to help his brother and former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo amid sexual harassment allegations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Again, in breaking news, former Senator Bob Dole has died after announcing he had stage 4 lung cancer earlier this year. His wife, Elizabeth, announcing his death today at the age of 98. Parents of the accused Texas school shooter appear in court.
How are you pleading to count one?
Guilty.
James and Jennifer Crumbly were arraigned on those involuntary manslaughter charges. Their 15-year-old son allegedly used a gun that the parents bought him to shoot 4 people dead and wound 7 others at his high school north of Detroit a few days ago.
USA Radio's Chris Barnes with that report. CNN terminating Chris Cuomo after indefinitely suspending him earlier this week. His suspension happening on Tuesday after the network reviewed his conduct over materials suggesting he was more involved than he had admitted in trying to help his brother, then former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, amid sexual harassment allegations against the former governor earlier this year. CNN ultimately deciding to fire him. In a statement, CNN saying they have retained a respected law firm to conduct that review. There's a new number one in college football. Alabama, with their upset of previously undefeated and top-ranked Georgia, moves into the number one spot. Michigan holds down the number 2 position, Georgia falling to number 3, and Cincinnati drops to number 4. There's a new number 5, Notre Dame taking that spot. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.